Bear Podcast 334. Hey everyone, welcome to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and this is episode 334. And we are...
the episode that Ray is yet sick again.
You're sick again, Ray. What's going on with you? Are you still having that cough or...
Well, the allergies are starting to clear up. It's now... I think I got a stomach bug. I don't know what it is. I think after 40, man, it just is all downhill and just like every damn thing makes you sick. Actually, I'm blaming it on all them freaking women after work. We had all their little sickly children. They bring their crap to work.
I thought it's bad dick. No, it's not.
No, bad dick. You got to be actually getting dick to get some bad dick. So.
Ah, okay. Well, yeah, welcome everyone. It's the day after Labor Day, actually. It's a Tuesday we're recording this. And I just came from Southern Decadence in New Orleans. And we had a lot of fun. Wish you were there, Ray. People were looking for you, of course.
Yes, I heard. Mm-hmm. I heard one in particular. I'm not going to mention any names. Carlos from Chicago.
Yeah.
And my reply was, yeah, I know why he's looking for me, because he's been trying to get in my ass for years.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So yeah, I met Carlos there, and of course, he's the camera whore walking around with his camera, of course. He's a photographer.
I'm going to check his pictures out on Netflix and see all the bad... I'm sure he caught me and they're doing a lot of bad things.
Well, not too much. You cannot take pictures inside the sleazy bars. So, yeah,
please. I'm sure there will be videos on XTube here shortly. I know there are some people giving blowjobs in there, and it's grainy and you can hardly see it because there's only a red light, but you can see people sucking dick.
I've never seen that. Oh, wow. So. But you know what happened there? What's funny is down in the Phoenix and Leather Block Party Saturday, there was an area there where, you know, two bears were gangbanging when this big older guy. Oh, my God, it was really hot. I mean, I could just stand there watching them doing it in front of me.
And of course, you just wanted to get on your knees and lick balls, this cock-pounded ass. And,
no, I did not.
And then you're like, do me next, do me next, do me.
No.
And they were like, Munchkin, go back to Oz.
Yeah. I would not do it because it's too dark. No, I'm kidding. It's just fun. It's
too dark. You just didn't have a strong enough, big enough condom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty scary. But yeah, it was fun. It was hot, of course. And the weather, speaking of the weather, not too hot because it's a little cooler. It's about upper 70s.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so...
I guess that hurricane in the Gulf did pay off.
It did. Mm-hmm. So. But anyway, so on the way there, on Friday night, there were five of us going there in a car, in a Kia Soul. You know how small that car is.
So you had three bears.
Two bears and three chasers.
Now, let's see. You had John and Palima.
Mm-hmm.
That's two bears.
Mm-hmm. Wayne and Kent.
And Kent. That's three bears. Yeah. Because Palima's almost a bear anymore.
Oh, is he? Yeah.
He's not quite. He ain't got chaser status anymore. He's a bear now.
Is he really?
He's not a panda.
Oh, okay.
And then they had you wedged in there, and I'm sure Wayne was like stuck between the door pocket and something else. So you can just stick him anywhere.
Yeah, there were five of us crammed in there, and it's gonna be hard unless you can ride in the compartment in the back. But no, not a good idea. So five is just ample, just okay inside a Kia Soul. It's a Kia Soul, so you could imagine how it's a small car, but it's very spacious inside, which is nice, which is good. So when we arrived there, it was too late to go to the block party on that Friday night. So we just hanged out at Lafitte's. And there were a lot of guys there. A lot of guys. Like, I saw... What did I meet? I did see Carlos there. So shout out to Carlos from Chicago. And a few friends. Tony from Kansas City. Aaron from Chicago. JP from Mississippi. Oh my God, there's a lot. Jimmy from Houston. Yeah, so that was fun. There's a lot of people who I've seen a couple of... Sudden Decadence Labor Day weekends ago. So that was fun. And like I said, I wish you were there, Ray, because there's a lot of chasers there too, from San Francisco. that you would like, Ray.
Oh, sure. But alas, my broke ass was stuck here in Houston, which I guess since I got sick, I guess it was a good thing I stayed here, because it had been a bitch to be sick at Decadence, which I know people that's gone to Decadence that got sick and spent their entire Decadence in their hotel room dying. Mm-hmm. I think that happened to Patrick and Jerry one year.
But, you know, would it be better to go there and then get sick afterwards?
Well, I don't know. It depends on what you get sick with.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Something
not from itchy scratchy. Mm-hmm. Maybe from just too much indulgence of too rich food and,
yeah,
you know.
But, you know, that's what we did. That's all we ate all weekend. Really, they just po' boys all weekend. We had shrimp po' boys. We had...
How's the sub-Nazi?
Oh, we went to the po' boy Nazi. Yeah, that's where we got our shrimp po' boys, and he was still good. Okay, listeners, if you go to that grocery store in Domain and Burgundy, that's the grocery store there. We call it the po' boy Nazi because the cook inside. You say, "What you want? What's the dressing?" He just shouts like that. "What you want?" What a tomatoes. He just screams like that. It's just one word, and you just kind of call them the po' boy Nazi. But yeah, they serve really fast and really good po' boys. They had the roast beef sandwiches there too, and they even have spam sandwiches there too. So it's, ooh, yeah. So it's good. I mean, it's highly recommendable. Go to the po' boy Nazi. They're in Burgundy and Domain if you guys are in New Orleans. Yeah, and like I said, that's all we ate. That's all pretty much what we ate. Po' boys here, po' boys there. We didn't even go for gumbo. So on the way back, it was funny because we were craving for Chinese food. So we had to come on, we gotta, okay, this Chinese food really sounds so good right now because it's been probably 3 or 4 days that we've been on the road, and we're in New Orleans and there's no Chinese restaurant at all. Well, there is one, but well, you're in New Orleans, you gotta eat Cajun food.
Yeah.
And oh yeah, speaking of Cajun food, we went to Cochon again. It's a Cajun restaurant there in the warehouse district that they served really good food too. Kind of pricey, but
should I get to the, what was the vignette place?
Oh, you went to Cafe Du Monde Saturday morning.
Cafe Du Monde, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember when it was at first.
Uh-huh. And the guys, of course, if you're a tourist or if you're first time there in New Orleans, it's always good to wear black or something dark colored when you're eating beignets because, you know, you have to have that powdered sugar all over your shirt. That's one point. So that was fun. Cafe Du Monde. We always go there in the morning. Okay, this is our secret. You always go there 8 o'clock. Or 8:30, something like that, because there's no line. Once it hits 9 o'clock, onwards,
yeah, the line, all the drunks are up.
Yeah, all the drunks are up, and they'll be lining up there. And also, if you see a table in Cafe Du Monde, go grab it. Don't wait to be seated. Just sit on it, even if they haven't busted it. Just go sit there, because you don't want to lose that table.
Yeah, my sidekick from last week was like, "What's the whole purpose of going to New Orleans for Southern Decadence?" And I was like, "We will go next year so you can understand the true meaning of decadence."
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what's really funny?
What?
Sunday morning, okay? So we were just getting coffee, and we decided to go to Rawhide, you know. And you know what happens in Rawhide. It's always decadent. And there were two guys, you know, playing with each other. And then next thing you know, one of the guys just lied down on the pool table, and the other guy is just really pounding on him already. And it was 9 a.m., you know. I guess they're...
It is never too early to get your freak on.
I know, but...
Do you see any ass to mouth?
No, not really, no. But you could tell they're a morning person, so... Yeah, they're a morning person.
You know, some people like to fuck in the morning, some people like to fuck at noon, some people like fuck late at night, and some people can just fuck anytime. They hoes.
Some people can just fuck in the morning in a bar. Yeah, that was the earliest decadence I've ever seen.
Well, you know,
well,
they're older guys.
Yeah.
That's because we all get up early and go to bed early, so... Yeah, it was like, you know, it's 6 o'clock, it's 9 o'clock, how the half day's gone with. Let's go fuck.
Let's go fuck, yeah. So that's pretty much... We saw It was bizarre. For me, it was the first time I've ever seen someone, you know, do it that early in the morning. And people were watching. It's not even a full bar, so it was funny.
Did you see your porn star at the bar?
Yes, I did. I did see Clint Taylor. He was there at the Phoenix, and he was serving. I did say hi, but he was very busy. He was bringing... I think he manages the place, so he's really busy. So he would go up and down the stairs of Phoenix and bringing beers. And yeah, it's a... It was good to see him again. And he needs a haircut, though. If you see him on Bear Films, it's all, you know, hair done, proper, everything. But he was growing his hair long at the Phoenix. So, yeah, I would say Wayne can give him a haircut. Or David Tritico can give him a haircut. Yeah, give him a bear haircut.
Maybe Tritico should go down and do massages on Friday and Saturday night at the block party.
No... Probably, yeah, massages would be good, but there's not much space there, or I don't know if anyone would let him.
Oh, they got all those other booths over there selling crap set up. Like, he could put up a little tent. And
they might even ask him for a happy ending.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
He'd make a lot more money doing happy endings.
You know, that's a nice bear profile name, Happy Ending Bear. Happy Ending Bear. So if you're a massage therapist, maybe you can use that name, Happy Ending Bear, so you know how to market yourself online if you want to do that. Speaking of marketing yourself online, Ray, Craigslist. You heard about that? Craigslist is now cracking down, or they closed down that part of adult section. They're, so you won't be, you know, You can't sell sex anymore. I guess that's how it is. Did you read about that?
The adult site section?
The adult section, yeah.
I was supposed to say, well, the mail for mail was still up because I was reading it today while I was in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got to have something to pass time.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, speaking of Craigslist, Mike was telling me, I forgot to tell Mike to forward it to me. This is this weekend. This is for this weekend. It happened Friday night or Thursday night because, you know, Southern Decadence festivities already start on Thursdays.
Yeah.
Thursday night. So somebody posted on Craigslist the next day saying, you know, misconnections is the one of those misconnections.
Yeah.
So Sudden Decadence, you were by the pool table and people were giving you a BJ and I later on gave you a BJ and then I fucked you in the pool table. I would like to meet you again. Please email me. It was funny because oh my God! Of all places, you know, Sudden Decadence. It could be anyone.
Man, please. That's when you take your trick cards and slide it in their back pocket of their jeans while you got them down around the floor.
Yeah, but what's the scary part? In these places, you can get pickpocketed. Yeah, they always warn you to, you know, be careful of your stuff. Just bring an ID, a credit card, some cash, and put it in your socks or something.
And condoms.
And condoms, of course. Or like I said, like I always say, bring female condoms. So
that's right.
You can be gangbanged, but you won't get... No, I'm kidding.
Right.
No, don't do that, guys. It's dangerous. Anyway, so that's Sudden Decadence for us. And it was fun. I got to meet some chasers for you, like I said, Ray. Calvin.
Pass out my card to him.
Nah, I didn't have any cards. I didn't bring any cards. So. Mm-hmm. Oh, shout out to Bill. He's from San Francisco also. Bill from San Francisco. He's a cute bear, friends with Dave. So shout out, Bill. Hope you're listening. Okay, so yeah, that's Sudden Decadence. We had fun. And what else is going on? What about you? What happened to you in the weekend?
Well, let's see. Friday night I didn't do much. Had dinner with Patrick and Jerry and then came home. Saturday went to the beach with Rafa.
So how was that? How was
it? Was wonderful. There was no, I mean, it was busy down there, but we went to East Beach and went to the non-paying section, and like there was people down there, but once we walked down a little bit, it was like this huge section that there was nobody. So we set up camp in the middle there and just laid there and enjoyed the sun and the peace and quiet and the waves. The water was nice. So, and then we came back and got ready and went out that night, and then I started getting sick. So.
It must have been something you ate.
Well, that's what I thought, too. I thought, well, maybe I got some food poisoning, but it's like the same stuff I had a couple weeks ago before the sinus stuff started. Nausea and, like, stomach virus. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what it is. If it's not gone, cleared up and I'm not feeling better, but I'm just going to call the doctor and give in and say, look, because I talked to my mom today. My brother went to the emergency room this morning with the same symptoms that said that he had severe fever and chills, and they're treating him for tick fever or something.
Oh, could it be from did he go to the beach or something and get some
bitten by
ticks or something? Or is that how it is?
He ain't have an old dog anyhow. He ain't no telling what old tick he done got on him. But So she said it was very similar. It sounded like the very same thing I had, except nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, fever. So if I hadn't had any bad fever, I mean, I've had kind of like chills and getting hot, but just nothing like anything that really registers on a thermometer or anything. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me see. Well, I got to see a doctor very soon then. So, we'll have more updates next week on race.
I'm tired of going to the damn doctor.
Well, you know what you need? Windex or an enema. Maybe that's all you need.
I don't think I need no enema. Trust me, they ain't been no problem in that department this weekend.
Oh, okay.
So
keeping
it coming out the other end's been the problem this weekend.
Yeah. Did you throw up like Exorcist throw up? What?
Not really. It came almost a couple times there. I've been drinking Pepto-Bismol like it's water.
Yeah. But I think you should do that to purge yourself, right? You have to get it out and then...
I don't know.
You don't think that helps? No?
No. Mm-hmm.
So that's...
I mean, sometimes you get so sick that, you feel better when you throw up. But I just think that I felt like this time this is not one of them. So,
because
there have been times I've been like, God, just let me throw up and get over with. Mm-hmm. This wasn't that bad, but it's been just taxing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, it feels like Sunday morning I got up and it felt like someone had just beat me because every muscle was sore. I was stiff. It was just, I was like, oh my God, what the hell is wrong with me? I went over to Rafa's and he babied me all afternoon. And, let me tell you about the funny thing Sunday night.
Put you in diapers?
No, he didn't put me in diapers. I'm not into diapers. Oh,
okay.
Not yet.
He babied you. Okay, not yet.
No, not that kind of baby.
Oh, okay. All right.
He took very good care of me.
Mm-hmm.
He's very attentive to my whiny needs.
Oh.
So, about 10 o'clock, I was like, I want something sweet. I feel like I need something sweet and I'd feel better. And he's like, well, we don't have anything. It's like, can we go to the store? Okay. So he rode down to Central Market. They were closed. They closed at 10. So he's like, well, let's go to Walmart. And I said, I want to go to Walmart. Is Target open? He's like, no, Target closes at 10:10. I was like, oh, crap. I said, well, let's go to Kroger on San Felipe. So we were cutting back through over there, one of the little side streets over that takes you from Westheimer over to San Felipe.
Mm-hmm.
San Felipe.
Yep.
And out of nowhere, this kid comes running across the street. No shoes on, no shirt, a raggedy pair of shorts and boxers on, and that's all the kid has. He doesn't like he's got a wallet, no cell phone, no nothing. And he's all waving at us, and I'm like, oh Lord. And I said, well, this is a kid. So we pause and I roll the window down and I said, well, he said, man, can y'all give me a ride? I really need to get home. It's late and I've been hitchhiking and I'm trying to get back home, blah blah blah. And I'm like, okay, we'll take you home.
Oh, my God, you did? Okay.
Yes.
How old is the kid?
He was 16.
He was a kid.
And,
okay.
You know, my thought was, you know, if I ever have a kid, and God forbid his ass gets stuck out like this somewhere, I hope somebody would take him home and bring him home safely. Because when he got home, I'd probably kill him, but at least he'd have made it home safely.
Yeah. Okay.
So the kid gets in the car. As soon as he shuts the door and we get rolling, you can smell that he has been drinking all day long. I mean, the alcohol is reeking from his body. I'm like, okay, this kid's been out partying and something's up. So I'm like, so what you been up to today? Oh, no, just hanging with friends. So we're like, okay, well, where you need to go to? Oh, I need to go to Barker Cypress. Barker Cypress from the gallery is what, 30-something miles?
That is from there, yeah.
That's almost to Katy, 20, mm-hmm. 20, between 20 and 30 miles. It's past the Beltway.
Okay.
So, I'm like, okay. So, we take him out. So, we head out.
You did?
Way. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
A kid running around. It looks like, I mean, the kid, you could tell something was wrong and something went right.
All right.
So, we're heading out there. He gets to talking. Find out his name's Zach. He's 16.
God. That's scary.
And then we asked him again, well, what have you been up to today? Oh, well, I was at a family reunion in Livingston. And Livingston's almost at Huntsville, up there where you are.
Yeah, yeah.
My mom told me if I could catch a ride in, I could go stay at my friend's the rest of the weekend. So your mom let you out of the house to hitchhike all the way from Huntsville, Livingston, which is an hour away, with no shoes, no t-shirt, no money, no way. That doesn't add up. So the story changed. That he was out hanging with friends until his mom said he'd go over to his friend's house to hang out.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So we keep going. And then he starts talking about he's a judo expert.
Okay. It keeps getting better. All right.
I'm a judo expert. I got like three belts or whatever the hell he was talking about. And I was just looking at Rafa. We were kind of laughing at each other. And we were driving by. And I pointed out to one of the hotels that were along I-10. I said, yeah, I had a trick in that hotel one time. Have you ever been in there? It's a nice hotel. And Rafa looked at me and was like, no, I've never had a trick in that hotel. You know, I was just saying shit to see if the kid would pick up on what was going on. I figured, you know, he was drunk. He was 16. We could fuck with him if nothing else. You know, give him a hard time. And he talks more about his judo after that he could defend himself and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, you're so damn messed up right now. You couldn't kill a gnat. So we keep driving. And then he starts talking about, yeah, I went to high school out here. And my freshman year, I got put on the varsity team because I was so good, blah, blah, blah. I can run real good. I took it to the state championships, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, Lord. Deeper and deeper and deeper.
Okay.
God, so we never did find out what the total story was, but we dropped him off at this house that he said was his friend's house or wherever the hell he was going. There were some adults there. So I said, well, he's their responsibility now. And we go turn around, and as we're going back, whoever he was talking to in the front, Derek told him to get in the garage. So I don't know what was going on, but I was like, you know what? He's out of our hands. So, and he made it somewhere where there's adults and hopefully is a safe spot for him. But as we got driving, Rafa looked at me and said, you wanted to fuck him, didn't you?
Oh, no. Okay.
I was like, I will not admit to my impure thoughts at this time because they were a juvenile delinquent and I'm not going to jail.
Yeah, that's right.
And they're like, that's okay. I'd fuck him too. Ah! Like some rough trade. And I'm just like, whatever. And then we were joking about it the rest of the week and stuff. So.
Oh, my God.
So that was just our interesting. It was just like, I was just like, you know, and the funny thing is, we'd been talking about, you know, adopting kids and how our parenting, you know, just bullshitting earlier in the day about our parenting strategies. And I was just like, oh, no, I'm a hardcore parent. Your ass is in the house by 10 o'clock. I'm going to know where you're at. There's going to be a tracking device.
Tracking device. GPS, phones.
You're like, you need to get a job, all that kind of stuff. And then Rafa started talking about, God, that kid's, he's probably had a rough life and doesn't have good parents and this, that, and the other. And I said, and who was it that said they didn't think they needed a good strict parent in the kid's life? That's why you need to be a strict parent. So your kids ain't doing that.
Yep.
He said, well, I used to sneak out. And I said, that's why there'd be alarm on the house. Sneak out and see if it doesn't go off. See if you have the pass to get in or out.
Or one of those collar things on your neck. So that would be good too.
Tracking device on your leg. I will hunt you down. You are my child until you're 18. I own you.
God, you're rough. Even with your kids. Yeah, if you had kids.
My dad was, I always considered my dad an asshole and was rough with me. But I never got into trouble. I never did stupid shit where I got out and got myself in a situation where I was depending on people I did not know to take care of me. Even though I grew up in the sticks, and it's probably, I don't know if it's much safer than being in a big city, but that situation could have went a whole different way with that kid if the wrong person would have picked him up.
I know. It's a good thing he ended up with you guys. He stopped you in the middle of the street?
He was running across freaking San Felipe barefooted waving at us.
And how did he lose his shoes anyway? Did he explain anything?
We determined that the kid probably got out somewhere with his friends and they were drinking and he pissed them off or did something stupid or took off and left him for a little while. They left his ass or they put his ass out on the street somewhere. Because the story was that he got a ride from Huntsville to the Galleria with some woman that was driving this way. And I'm like, I don't see many females, I don't care who they are, picking up a 16-year-old boy half-naked like he is
half
riding.
Half-naked and no shoes.
Yeah, so I don't care how cute he was.
No shoes, no shirt, no ride. Yeah, it's, but oh my god, that was Saturday. It was night so even.
If any of our listeners has a son named Zach, his whereabouts were unknown this weekend between Livingston and Houston in that general area, and that went out. And y'all used to live in Barca Cypress before you and your boyfriend broke up, and now mom didn't have a car anymore. Call us on the landline 206-222-2327 so we can talk, have you on the show, talk about your delinquent son.
Yeah. So Zach, if you're listening, call us. Tell us if you're okay. That's right. As if he's going to be listening. I don't think he's be listening. Well, this show is really suitable for 18 years old and above.
That's right.
Right. So. Because it's an adult show.
That's right.
Wow, that was an amazing story, Ray. I didn't know you guys.
That was about the highlight. The rest of the weekend, I was just sick as a dog and pretty much sat at home miserable.
And we were just in New Orleans and just partying there.
And all time without me.
Mm-hmm. Well, try next year.
We'll see.
It should be fun. And people are looking forward to see you there. Yeah. Met some people looking for you there. Okay, so let's move on. Tonight, this month of September. Actually, I was listening to the radio this morning, and they are promoting September as the month of sex. So they're calling it Sextember.
Well, I'm screwed. Yeah, not in the good way.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so the goal for this month is for couples to have sex for 30 days straight for the whole month of September.
Oh, I'm really screwed now.
Yeah, I know. But me too. So, I don't know. They have callers. There are people calling in the radio, and they were saying that, you know, they want to have sex for 30 days. And one of them missed a day, so I'll keep going. But I'm sick. I have a fever. Just do it anyway. So it's like, you know.
We'll do it twice the next day to make up.
Yeah, that's what they do. Or if they're sick, they have a fever, so the guy is fucking the girl. It's like fucking an oven mitten. So it's what they're saying. So now, I was wondering about gay sex, though. I don't know. If
I don't think most gay men have that problem.
Really?
I think most gay men made up for all the sex they could get in Southern Decadence this weekend. That was like 10 months worth of sex all rolled into, 3 days?
Probably.
For most average people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was wondering if a guy's a bottom, can he really handle it every day for 30 days?
I'm sure there are power bottoms everywhere that would love to try that theory out.
Oh, maybe there's a listener.
In fact, one of the power bottoms that's my friend I talked to this weekend, and he's been whining and bitching because he's always said he wanted a boyfriend with a big dick. Well, he's got one, and now he's bitching because he was like, well, it hurts when he first sticks it in, but after 5 minutes, I wish it was bigger.
What?
And I'm like, oh my God.
God, what a power
bottom. Power bottoms never sit satiated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so maybe we have listeners out there. Do you know of anyone who have bottom for more than 7 days at least? I don't know. Every day? That's crazy.
I'm sure there are bottoms out there that get fucked every day.
Oh, God. I would imagine there's someone we know.
I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Or they try to get fucked every day.
Yeah. I don't know. That's going to be hard. It's just funny. Anyway, what else? What else is going on? So this coming weekend, by the way, is the last day of True Blood, because Ray and I are big True Blood fans.
Yeah.
And what do you think? It's going to be... Well, we won't be speculating on whatever's going to happen, because we'll just probably talk about it in the next show, next week. But what else is on after True Blood, Ray?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, man.
Is this script? Is that what the script says? Okay, go ahead.
That's what the script says. Because the fall season is kicking off. And let's start off with our favorite TV channel, Sci-Fi.
Syphilis Channel. Okay, Syphilis Channel. Okay, Sci-Fi.
So, Ghost Hunters returns. It's already on. It come on August 25th.
Do you actually watch that, Ghost Hunters?
No, I don't watch it. It freaks me out too much. I can't sleep at night.
Oh, okay.
There's a new one coming on starting Thursday night this week, the 9th. Destination Truth comes out, which is they've moved it to Thursday nights. There's a new short season show coming on called Beast Legends that comes on this Thursday. Scare Tactics comes back October 4th.
You know, have you seen an episode of Scare Tactics?
Yes, I like it. That. Shannon Dougherty hosted it because she was just evil.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Fake, okay. Fact or fake, Paranormal Files. They come back November the 4th. Hollywood Treasure comes back November the 4th.
What is that about? Treasure Hunting?
It's a one-hour weekly documented reality series about the high-stakes world of collecting showbiz and pop culture memorabilia, including science fiction and fantasy props and costumes. The series shows follows Joe Mandela, owner of Profiles in History and the world's largest auctioneer of original movie, television, and pop culture collectibles, as he and his crew search for the most compelling, rare, and sought-after Hollywood memorabilia. From the Wicked Witch of the West hat and the vintage Chitty Chitty Bang Bang car to Mary Poppins carpet bag, which I think I've actually forwarded you some of his stuff that I got emails on that's being auctioned off. So.
Oh, okay.
All right, the big stuff. Stargate Universe comes back September the 28th.
Great.
Comes on Tuesday nights now.
Tuesday nights, okay.
So make sure you make that change. Stargate season premiere starts on 9 p.m. I think that's Eastern Standard Time that it comes back on.
Yeah, I
followed by Sanctuary.
Yeah. Well, Stargate Universe is something I like because it's very much like Voyager meets Stargate meets...
Battlestar Galactica.
Battlestar Galactica because of the effects and stuff. But yeah, it's good. I like it. I like the storyline. And it's, you know, it's Stargate. What else can you ask for? So. They're stuck in
Season 3 of Sanctuary comes back. So that's pretty good. Same time. Which both on Tuesday nights now. That's September 28th. So make sure you set your DVRs. Warehouse and Eureka both have holiday specials coming out in December.
Oh, okay. I watch Eureka. Do you still watch Eureka or Warehouse 13?
I kind of fell out of Eureka. I just got where I wasn't watching it.
Yeah, if you get the chance, go watch Eureka because it's got a good plot right now, which spans within a few episodes. It's got a mini plot for until the half season, so it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I mean, it's about time travel thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen some of it. I just haven't been able to get into it the last couple of seasons. So this Thursday, I think Vampire Diaries starts back at 8 p.m. Eastern time. I think Thursday night on the CW. That comes back. Of course, next Sunday night, football starts back.
Football.
Football.
Football
for
and
all
sci-fi.
Those football's people. on Chuck starts back the 20th.
Oh, September 20th?
September 20th,
oh,
it looks
great.
Like.
That
How I Met Your Mother starts back on the 20th. Mm-hmm. The new show, Hawaii Five-0, starts on CBS on the 20th.
Oh, my God. It's another remake, another reboot.
I can't be for sure, but it looks like Glee starts back on the 21st at 8 p.m. Oh, wait a minute. That's Tuesday night. They're putting those damn shows up against each other. Those bitches.
Mm-hmm. Glee?
So, Glee. So, it doesn't... Let's see. Let me see if it's actual...
Mm-hmm. Oh, let me talk about one of the shows. What is it? What are the TV shows you mentioned? One of them before Glee?
Hawaii Five-0.
Well, before that.
Oh, hang on, I gotta get back to it. I was looking at Glee, but I think that's the season.
Oh, Chuck. Chuck. Okay. Chuck. You mentioned Chuck. It's gonna be Linda Hamilton playing as his mom.
So,
that'd be interesting. The Terminator. Oh, wait. Miss Sarah Connor. Sarah Connor.
She's Modern Family comes back the 22nd, along with Cougar Town.
I didn't get into Cougar Town too much, but Modern Family, of course. It's always hot. And yeah, congratulations to Eric Stone Street. I think he won an Emmy, didn't he? He won an Emmy on Best Supporting Actor in Modern Family. I think so. Correct me if I'm wrong, listeners. So I'm not too sure.
So let's see. My Generation comes on Thursday night on the 23rd. It starts, which is the one I think where it's like a docudrama about these high school kids, and they follow up, and now they're 10 years later, and it's all staged, but it's done like a docudrama. The Big Bang Theory comes back on the 23rd. Mm-hmm. The new show Shit My Dad Says comes back on the 23rd on CBS.
I don't know how that will go.
Fringe comes back.
They're all coming in September?
they, all this stuff's hitting September 23rd. It's the fall season. It's time to hit
nice.
Rolling.
Nice.
So, Smallville comes back the 24th. Supernatural comes back the 24th.
Okay, Smallville, is he going to fly now?
I don't know.
I really doubt he's going to fly. I don't think he's going to fly anymore.
So,
he keeps
and
running.
Then, of course, on the 28th, the big one starts, No Ordinary Family, which is Michael Chiklis and the family. It's kind of like the live version of The Incredibles.
Ah, okay.
That we've been talking about. It comes on, so.
Michael Chiklis. He played in The Commish before. He was very bearish, and he muscled up, and he was in The Shield. And he also played The Thing in Fantastic Four. And now he's going to be Mr. Incredible-like. In this.
Yeah, it's going to be sort of similar to a live version of The Incredibles. So. At least that's what it looks like it's modeled after. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. So, but that's what they're leading at. On the 26th, Dexter starts back on Showtime.
All right.
Brothers and Sisters is back on ABC, which I still got to finish up this season because I got bored with it and quit watching it. So, Simpsons come back on the 26th. And I think that's it. That's the most...
Dexter, I'm looking forward to because it's... It's, you know, Dexter after...
Then you can go find all this stuff on the Sci-Fi's fall schedule online. Or if you go look at TV Guide, the fall season, it goes and lists everything in through September. Is there anything?
Yeah. Did you watch the last season of Dexter, Ray?
No, I've fallen behind a couple seasons of Dexter. So
You got to watch the last season.
I got to catch up on it because it's on Netflix now, so I can watch it.
Yeah, you should watch it. Last season was really awesome with what's his name, with John Lithgow. It's really good. It's really good.
American Dad starts back October 3rd. And then I think that's it for most of the new shows.
Okay. All right. Anyway, so Ray, I forwarded you a video. Can you play it for our audience?
This is a response into my
No. Don't play it yet. Don't play it. Oh, wait. Extra video. Is this the Philippine one?
I was talking about.
Okay. Don't play it yet. Okay. Introduction. Okay. In the Philippines. Okay. Listener, this is a little bit of background about this video. Maybe you people already have seen this, but it's really funny. In the Philippines, Miss Universe... It's like the gay Super Bowl in the Philippines. And it's a big thing. People, gay people, even us here in Houston, I would get invited to watch the Miss Universe just to see, you know, the beautiful gowns and everything, you know, how some stereotype gay peoples are. So,
Remember the comment about the blossoming of Maximil
Oliveras, yeah. Blossoming of Maximil Oliveras.
The Maynard story, the true story of Maynard's life as a child.
Right. Mm-hmm. Always wearing gowns. That's right. Anyway, so here is an audio from Ray's going to play. Go ahead, Ray. It's actually, they're watching.
And this is when they announced that Miss Philippine made it into the top 15, right? Because she didn't win. Mexico won.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, but here you go. This is also the reaction I got when they watched my XT videos. Mm-hmm.
Sort of five gay guys screaming like girls. Yep.
They're texting and IMing. They're jumping all over the place, acting like big fools.
Wearing wife beaters.
Wearing t-shirts.
White t-shirts. And all of them. White t-shirts.
All of them wearing white t-shirts are either pajama bottoms or boxer shorts. And they're all crying.
They're crying and hugging each other because Miss Philippines got into the top 15.
And Miss Philippines was very pretty.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
I saw the thing when they were announced that stuff. And they're all texting and they're just all, it's just funny.
Yeah. It just cracked me up when I first saw it. This is really, actually, this is played also on Distorted View, one of my favorite podcasts, and I just had to play it because we just had to play it because it's you know, it's from the Philippines, so it's really funny. They're really dedicated to Miss Philippines. So I'll put the links on the website for you guys could watch it. So those are my peeps. That's how flaming gay they are. What can I say?
She's very pretty.
Yeah, she is. Mm-hmm. What's her name? Raj? Raj?
Raj. Venus Raj.
Venus Raj. Okay. Yeah, so that's Miss Philippines and the queens who are watching it. Yeah, like I told you, it's always it's like the gay Super Bowl for in the Philippines. It's Miss USA or Miss Universe. I mean Miss Universe. All right. So what else? What else are we going to talk about this weekend?
Okay. Miss Australia's third runner up.
Did they scream also?
Nah, but it's true. Miss Mexico is very pretty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Pretty enough that you would date her? That you would do her?
Oh, I'd bang that in a heartbeat.
No. Okay. Right. Right. You'd be great.
Like she were a 16-year-old boy lost in the streets of Houston.
Oh, God. That's really nasty, Ray. I can't believe you. You took a. You gave a ride to a guy who is half naked, no shoes.
Okay, listeners, how many guys would have turned around a half naked cute guy running down the street flagging him down?
Yeah. Okay, listeners. Yeah. Would you turn it down if it's a hot bear riding your car?
On him.
Is it what?
One big old bear.
Oh, one big old bear. Let's say the listeners are bear chasers.
Big old bear, and then somebody else in the car with me.
Yeah. Would you give
a tiny little kid?
Would you give a big bear a hitch? You know, give him a ride if he doesn't wear any shoes or no shirt or anything and wants to ride with you? Give him, yeah.
So back home, that's a cousin.
God. Anyway, okay, so. Yeah, email us. If you have any comments, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com. Or you can email us individually, nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or re@bearpodcast.com. Mm-hmm. Or call and leave us voicemail at 206-222-2327. And we'll play it on the show.
Yes. That's 206-222-BEAR, yeah. I would like to hear from you guys. Like Don, a couple of weeks ago, he left a voice message. It was very nice. And what do you think of our topics today? I still can't believe.
I got a shout out. Yeah. I got a shout out.
Hang on. Okay. I have a shout out too. I forgot. He's from he's Aussie Bear, from Scruff, from Australia. He's checking out the podcast
now.
Mm-hmm. He's from Australia. God. He's an Aussie Bear.
Oh man, that sucks.
What, you lost him?
Let's see if I said in my favorites. One of our listeners hit me up on Scruff the other day and said, "Hi, I love listening to the show." And I replied, "Thanks." And now I think his message has been deleted.
How could you delete it?
Well, it only say on the messages, it only saves like maybe 12 messages. And as more comes in, people move down and they delete them off.
You need to do an update. Mm-hmm. But anyway, shout out
to... I did do an update. It only keeps so many in the list for you.
Oh, okay. So shout out to the listener, whatever his name is, Scruff Boy. Is he a cute chaser?
No, he was a nice bear. You don't like him.
Oh, really?
Nice, what a mature bear. I want to say Jeff. His name was Jeff.
Oh, my God.
I might be wrong, but he's very good looking. He's definitely the Nard type.
Oh, really?
But I think
follow you, baby.
So.
Let me
But hit me up again so I can, and this time I'll save it so I can announce you next week. I'm sorry.
Bad bear, well, Ray.
The rest of y'all listeners, y'all can contact us. Well, you can contact me on Scruff. Maynard's never on there.
I am there all the time. I'm on Scruff.
I never see you on.
Yes, I am. I'm under BR Chase on Scruff. Yeah. Okay, so go to the official website, guys, bearpodcast.com. You can leave your comments there, too. And subscribe via iTunes and follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. So, Ray, what are you doing this coming weekend?
Hopefully being well. Watching True Blood.
True Blood. Okay, let's get together.
I'm sure a lot of people here in Houston will be at the Misfits Ball Sunday afternoon.
Oh, that's what you're gonna do?
Well, no, I'm gonna be watching True Blood, but I'm sure there will be a lot of people at the Misfits Ball.
I would rather watch True Blood too myself. Mm-hmm. All right, so
things work out, I might host a True Blood season finale party. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see who's gonna host. And what else? This coming weekend, nothing much. Mike's gonna.
Where are
come
you traveling?
Over.
Where are you traveling to this weekend?
Oh, we're not going anywhere. Just Mike's gonna come over, and we're gonna celebrate his birthday. His birthday is next week.
Yay!
So he's not gonna listen to this. I hope not. So if you know Mike, my partner, don't tell him this. we're gonna be.
Does he even listen to the show?
He sometimes listens if it, especially if there's a chaser on board. If it's a chaser show, yeah, he would listen.
There are no chasers on this show except for there are no chasers on this show.
Not this show. We will have one very soon. And okay, so that's it. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And shout out. Thank you, guys, to those who left us messages and followed us on Scruff. We're now officially doing Scruff things now. Okay, thank you, everyone, for listening. And we will catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs. I love your belly. I love your belly.